The book of Zechariah consists of three main parts which follow a brief introduction. This is Leroy I'm speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Zechariah. First, he announces his commission. Secondly, he exhorts the people to turn to the Lord. Then, he admonishes them to avoid the errors of their fathers. He was a prophet at the same time as Haggai. While Haggai seems to have been a very old man, Zechariah was quite young. Haggai had been preaching 2 months, and the work of the temple had already started when Zechariah began. Haggai's total recorded ministry lasted a little less than 4 months. The ministry of Zechariah lasted about 2 years. But we doubt that they were both on hand during the entire 4 years, exhorting, encouraging, helping, and working shoulder to shoulder for the completion of the temple. The book of Zechariah teems with flashes of truth regarding the person and work of Jesus Christ. Zechariah speaks of his atoning death and the removal of sin. He speaks of Jesus as the builder of the house of God. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold, the man whose name is the branch, he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. He speaks of his universal reign as king and priest. He foretells his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. He predicts his betrayal for 30 pieces of silver. He speaks of his deity. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be like David, and the house of David shall be like God, like the angel of the Lord before them. He tells that the hands of Christ will be pierced, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall moan before him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. This is quoted in John 19:37. And again, another scripture saith, they shall look upon him whom they pierced. He talks of Christ as a smitten shepherd. Here are plain statements set in Zechariah's pictures of Israel's future struggles and triumphs. They forecast in simple language the great doctrines of the Messiah's atoning death for human sin, his deity, and his universal kingdom. They also mention details, incidents of his life, such as his entry into Jerusalem riding on a colt, his betrayal for 30 pieces of silver, with its use in the purchase of a potter's field, and the piercing of his hands. The messianic prophecies of the book of Zechariah are among the most remarkable in the Old Testament. Zechariah tells us that the royal and priestly office will be united in the Messiah. Various passages of the Old Testament have emphasized his kingship, but in the book of Zechariah we have the unusual blending of the two. Thus, this book is remarkable in its abundant prophecies regarding the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In this book, we also learn a great deal of the major incidents of his life. And of course, each of them was fulfilled to the letter. God's word once again proved true.